Rebecca is a bit of an evangelist for the Huskies student food pantry. She stops in at the twice-a-month service to get the little extras she needs as a full-time student without an income. She also told her friend and fellow NIU student about it after learning how he was dealing with his hunger pangs.
Go to school, study. When he feels hungry, he would just go to sleep, drink a lot of water. This is a much healthier way to go about hunger, obviously.
Rebecca also saw that her mother, Lucy, needed some help making ends meet while pursuing her master's degree in sociology at Northern. They asked that their last names not be used.
In order to complete the master's degree, you have to do thesis work. And it is really like real research, and I'm very committed to it. I believe in the work that I'm doing. But it's really like a full-time job. I either give it up or devote more time to it.
Rebecca, Lucy, and 50 other NIU students stopped in at the most recent Husky Pantry night. Everyone left carrying a bag stuffed with canned goods, snacks, toiletries, whatever they decided they needed from the pantry's shelves. Even freshly picked vegetables from the student-run Communiversity Garden. Catherine Zeidema was thrilled with the turnout. It's been just about a year since she and her husband first talked about campus pantries over dinner, wondering if NIU had one or needed one. After a lot of research, hard work, and donations, the Husky Student Food Pantry opened March 20th at Grace Place Campus Ministries.
We had 7 students that night. I was so excited.
Word has gotten out. The all-volunteer, all-donation pantry is open the first and third Thursdays of every month from 5:30 to 7:30. It's only open to students. Zeidema says her research showed about 10% of NIU students were food insecure, with some going without a proper meal for days.
I found a lot of professors were feeding their students out of their desk drawers. I found one particular student who was close to me was going to another food pantry, but it was a horrible winter and he rode his bike, and I had no idea how really a lot of students are struggling. You know, whether they're first-generation student or they're military or they're single mothers, they all touch my heart, and so I had to do something.
Zeidema says these are students who just need a little help now, and hopefully they'll someday out-earn their parents.
Can you imagine? They're struggling to get their degree, and it's not cheap. And, of course, they have to pay their utilities, and some of them... I have a gentleman who comes, a student, and he's got 3 jobs. 3 jobs, and he still is struggling.
It's, frankly, surprising, until you think about who the typical college student is these days. A study by Oregon State University says there are more first-generation students, more low-income students, more older students trying to support their families, and the cost of higher education continues to grow. Claire Cady runs the Human Services Resource Center at Oregon State University. She also helps other schools start campus food pantries. She says there's a false assumption that if someone's in school, they must be okay. Anyone can fall on hard times.
They were doing well at the university, and then something happened. A parent loses a job. They lose a job. They have an issue with a landlord, a house burns down, a car breaks down, someone gets sick, and that can also put people into sort of a situational poverty or a situational food insecurity that maybe they weren't, you know, they were equipped to handle until that life shock occurred.
Katie helped start the College and University Food Bank Alliance to support existing and new campus food banks. It's quickly grown from 12 schools to more than 90. She says there are some very important things new pantries must do. Determine the need, keep great records to prove to university administrators that the program helps student retention, and have a plan to keep it going even after its founders are gone. Make the pantry a friendly place, too. Oregon State University has music, a place for children to play, even cooking demos by a real chef.
So we really try and make it a space that where we can celebrate our community. And where there's no sense within the space or from the staff or from the volunteers that there's judgment, that we're happy to serve you, and we kind of take a customer service philosophy.
And that's what Zeidema is trying to do with the Husky Pantry. she's learning what students want, starting with canned goods.
Granola bars, I go through hundreds of them because they can grab those and go to class. Peanuts, individual size, anything, even cereal individual size, they can throw in their backpack and go.
Then there's the important stuff you wouldn't expect to find at a food pantry. Soap, shampoo, deodorant, and the toothbrushes Zytema's dentist donates by the dozens. Those are some of grad student Lucy's favorite items. Her daughter Rebecca's favorite?
Well, right now it's hot Funyuns because they give you like 10 bags of them. So I'm eating a lot of those. I'm going to get tired of them at some point, I'm sure.
Rebecca and Lucy urge other students to accept some help when they can't make ends meet each month.
I'd say definitely try to put time aside so you can come in and get some food.
You have to eat food. Come here. Forget about the pride. Come here. We are in this together. It's about getting our education, but you got to feed your body or your brain is not going to work and your body's not going to cooperate with you. Please come to the food pantry.
The Husky Student Food Pantry needs volunteers and donations, so it never has to turn away a student in need. Zytema says she can stretch donor dollars far when she purchases food from the Northern Illinois Food Bank. But just about any food or toiletry donation is welcome, especially those granola bars and bottles of juice students can pull out of their backpacks during a long day on campus. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.